Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, September 29th, 2025. Cuts to federal spending for health care are one of the many reasons that there is opposition to the proposed federal budget and one of the reasons why the budget may not pass and the government may shut down at midnight on Tuesday night. What are the stakes for people here in Maine? State Senator Mike Tipping spoke last week at a Protect Our Care Maine press event. He was introduced by Toby McGrath.
We are here today to talk about what's going on. You know, there's a looming probably shutdown coming, sounds like, because parts can't come together. President Trump doesn't even want to meet with Democratic leadership. He canceled that meeting. So how can you actually get something done if you're not willing to meet with the other side? But really, we want to talk about the enhanced premium tax credits, which are extremely vital for making sure small businesses and people can thrive and have affordable health care, and make sure that, you know, the Republican big ugly bill that they passed decided to take these tax credits away and ship them right to corporations and multimillionaires for their tax breaks. And, you know, these families will pay up to 90% more for their health care because of this. And 5 million people will lose their health care altogether because of these bills that they are passing. First up will be Senator Mike Tipping, who is a staunch advocate, always has been, always will be, for making sure things are affordable and that the playing field is even for Mainers here. And he sits on the tax committee at the State House, so he understands how these our tax codes are beneficial to making sure people are healthy, wealthy, and wise. Senator Tipping?
Thank you, Toby. And I'm actually chairing the upcoming commission here on hospitals as well. And I want to make clear here, the problem isn't only that people will have increased health costs of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars with the loss of these tax credits, although, you know, that will be devastating as Maine families have to choose between paying their mortgage or having health care. But it's also a threat to our entire health care system in Maine. In the state legislature, we've been working to cover more Mainers, to reduce medical debt, and to support rural hospitals. And these federal changes undo all of that work. So fewer Mainers will have health coverage. And when they're sick, they're going to go to the emergency room, which is the most expensive form of health care. Mainers will pay for this in the form of increased premiums in their private insurance. And it's going to hit Maine small business owners first and hardest. So we've already seen the insurance premiums increases across the board in Maine next year because of these federal changes. An average increase of 23.9% in the individual market and 17.5% in the small employer market. And those dramatic increases will hit at least 116,000 Mainers. It is absolutely unsustainable. Eventually, an estimated 61,000 Mainers will lose Medicaid or ACA coverage and become uninsured under Trump and the Republicans' bill. That includes 61,000 older Mainers, more than 100,000 children, 60,000 people with disabilities. It's about 75.7% of adult Mainers on Medicaid who are working. So this represents the largest cut to health care in our nation's history in order to pay for the largest transfer of wealth to the already wealthy. Our members of Congress have a choice right now on this, and they should choose to protect Mainers and undo these devastating cuts.
That was Maine State Senator Mike Tipping speaking at an event for Protect Our Care Maine last week. You can find out more about the organization at protectourcare.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.